CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. A man who shot and wounded two demonstrators during a protest on I-225 in Aurora in 2020 was convicted yesterday. Samuel Young of Wheat Ridge was found guilty on 7 counts, including attempted manslaughter, second-degree assault, and 1 count of illegally discharging a firearm. The Denver Post reports the 24-year-old fired 5 shots at a Jeep as it headed toward the crowd that demonstrated on the highway. The NCAR fire in Boulder is now 100% contained and didn't destroy any buildings or many trees, but it did burn much of the area's understory, which CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva reports can help with future fires.
The understory is the brush and debris on the forest floor that often works as kindling and leads to hotter, more intense fires. Incident commander for Boulder Fire Rescue, Mike Smith, conducts prescribed fires for the Boulder Fire Department.
Anytime that we have fire on the landscape, and we don't lose structures and we have no injuries or life lost, we can see that there is an upside to it. We never like to see this in an emergency situation. We'd much rather plan this and go through the process, but there will be some benefits for this going forward.
Smith says less brush means less fuel for fires to burn in the future. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
A Delta flight from Salt Lake City to Washington, D.C. landed in Denver yesterday after the cockpit windshield shattered. The plane was above 30,000 feet when crew members realized the problem and nearly 200 passengers were on board. A photo of the plane shows the glass was lined with cracks but did not fall from its frame. Delta called the situation a maintenance issue. In Denver, it's 55 degrees. This is CPR News.